I want to welcome all of you to my 15-minute daily motivational call. And we do this call live every Monday through Friday on whatever streaming, however you're seeing this or listening to this right now. And we still have one more minute before we get started, but I wanted to just hop on here a minute early. Thank you for coming here and being with me on however frequently you join me. If you have any friends that could benefit from some motivation, let them know about our call. And while we're waiting to get started here, you want to type into the chat, what part of the world are you joining me from? I'm joining y'all from Rockland, California, which most people have never heard of. It's just a little small town just outside of Sacramento, California. And when my daughter, who's now 17, when she was born, within a few months of her being born, we decided to move from San Diego up to Rockland, which very few people move away from San Diego because it's such a beautiful spot. But that's where we decided that we wanted to move and raise the family. So I've been here for the last 16 and a half years. Well, it is time. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Good morning, everybody. This is Eric Lofholm. I want to welcome all of you to our 15-minute daily motivational call. This is a place to come to get some motivation so you can have a great day today. And how this call came about many, many years ago, somebody who I was doing some business with, he said that he would do a little huddle, a little short little 15-minute huddle with his sales team every morning to get them off to a great start. And I was like, I always heard like a weekly sales meeting. And I wasn't familiar with that concept of a daily huddle and just a little short 15 minutes. I'm like, that's awesome. I want to do that. So I created the 15-minute daily call. And back in the day, we used to do it on a conference call. And then it went from a conference call to Facebook Live. And now we stream it on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, soon to be Instagram, TikTok, we're podcasting, all that good stuff. So it's great to be with you here today. And we're going to lift the weights this morning. And I want to share with you a couple of ideas to help you get a little bit better. And what happens with ideas, ideas can compound. So if you come to this call with me on a regular basis, every time you come to the call, you're going to pick up one to three ideas. And those one to three ideas, they're going to build on themselves. And you're going to have the content I'm going to share with you today for the rest of your life. So let's jump into the content. And I'm going to give you the first golden nugget. So many years ago, I had an office and I got this giant whiteboard. Like it was like the whole wall practically. It was the biggest whiteboard I'd ever seen. And so I would write stuff up on that board. And then I would realize, hey, that happened. I wrote it down. I'll write down what I want to create. Like, I want to close this sale. I want to get this account. I want to achieve this goal. And the whiteboard would be in front of me so I could see it every day. And what I found out was I'd write the things down on the whiteboard and then they would start happening. And so I started calling it my magic whiteboard. Now, it's not really magic. It's just the power of intention. It's the power of clarity. It's the power of focus. And it was right in front of me every single day. So I'm in my office right now, and right up here to my right is my magic whiteboard. Now, it's much smaller than it was back in the day, but what I have up here right now, I have a list of places I'm looking to become a speaker in. So I want to go be a guest speaker. It's what I do for a living. And then I have my pipeline, and I've got all these folks that I've started a sales process with, and they've expressed interest, but they haven't closed. So we call that pipeline. So that's all written down. So it's right in front of me every single day. And then I have receivables. And these are people that I've delivered services for that it's accounts receivable. So I can keep track of my receivables. And then I have a list of my best ideas. And then I have a list of my top people. So those are the things that I have on my magic whiteboard. Now, I'm not saying you need to have all those things. I'm saying if you could, while you're going through your day, have in front of you the key ideas that you're working on, the key accounts that you're going after, the key joint ventures that you want to establish, and especially your pipeline. Your pipeline, again, means you started a sales process. They're interested, but you haven't closed them yet. You really, really need to have that in front of you because out of sight, out of mind, right? Maybe there's some of you that you've never thought about organizing your pipeline. So it's not in front of you. So you're not sure, like maybe there was a deal you started and you can make $5,000 on the deal and it's not, the data is not organized. So magic whiteboard, if you like the idea, type the word yes in the chat. And if that's going to motivate you to go get a whiteboard, that's awesome. And there's different ways that you can do it. It doesn't have to be a whiteboard, but the key idea is to have something in front of you, so you know the things that you're focused on. Okay, your next idea, I want to tell you guys a quick story about a gentleman that prospected me named Robert last night. Robert prospected me. It happened to me with an email. And listen to the story to see if you can glean a little bit of improvement in your prospecting from this story. So he sends me this email, and I don't remember the exact subject line, but the essence of the email is, would you like me to be the voice of your book and get it on Audible? Now, I've written a bunch of books and none of them are on Audible. And I want to be on Audible. It's like, well, Eric, how come your books aren't on Audible? Because I haven't gotten into the recording studio. It's a big project. And I'm doing what I'm doing and I just haven't prioritized doing it. And a lot of books are done with somebody else's voice. So that's very common. And so I was like, yeah, I'm interested in that. So I messaged him back and I'm like, what exactly are you offering me? Because I wasn't crystal clear on exactly the offer. And then he emailed, this is all happening like 11 o'clock at night last night. And I said, look, I'm interested. I want to talk with you further. Can we talk on Saturday or Sunday? And he's like, yeah. And so we're going to talk on Saturday. So here's the golden nugget. When he messaged me, it happened to be an email. But does that matter? In other words, if he had texted me, would the message have been just as effective with a text? And the answer is yes. If he had LinkedIn messaged me and I read the message, it would have been just as effective. If he had Facebook messaged me and I read the message, it would have been just as effective. If he had Instagram messaged me, get this, I have TikTok. If he had TikTok messaged me, if I had read the message, it still would have worked for a couple reasons. One is all those messages, they're all going into the smartphone. So if you email me, it goes to my smartphone. If you text me, of course, it goes to my smartphone. If you Facebook message me, TikTok message me, whatever, it all goes to the same place. So don't get caught up in what I call the mechanism. You're like, well, Eric, should I email? Should I phone? Should I send a letter? Should I text? Yes. And mix and match it. It happened to be an email and how he reached me. Now, here's the next lesson. Why did it work? It worked because I was interested in the message. That's why it worked. So what does that mean to you? That means when you're prospecting somebody, you got to think about what can I say to them that connects with them. Because people do things for self-serving reasons. People do things for self-serving reasons. And so what that means is that your prospecting message, it's not just, you hear this, you know, it's a numbers game. Kinda. If you're sending out a zillion messages that isn't connecting, it's not going to work. Okay. The reason the message worked is because it resonated. So the other day, this guy prospected me. He happened to be a Facebook direct message. Doesn't matter how he prospect. That's how he did it. He's like, hey, Eric, can I get on your calendar? And I'm like, why do you want to get on my calendar? And he says, well, I don't even remember exactly what he said. And I said, well, tell me more about what you want to accomplish. Like, what's the purpose of the meeting? He goes, that's why I want to talk to you. So we can talk about that. I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense. You're asking me for my time. That's reasonable. But why? What's in it for me? What's the benefit to me? That's what we've got to communicate in our prospecting. So when I'm sending a message to somebody, when I'm doing my prospecting outreach, I'm thinking about this human being and what can I say to them that's going to connect with them, that's going to want them to take a next step with me. What can I communicate that's going to want them to come to my webinar? What can I communicate that's going to want them to have me speak to their office? You know, one of the things I've been prospecting lately to teams about me being a guest speaker, I'll speak often for free one time for a company that has a sales team. And so I've been prospecting this lately. I'm like, the essence of the message is a lot of people in sales have fear of prospecting. And I've got a really, really great speech on how to overcome fear and get folks that are afraid of prospecting into action and prospecting. If you'd like me to deliver that speech for free to your audience, let me know, or your sales team. And I'm getting a lot of great response because I'm speaking to a specific problem that many sales teams have, and I'm offering a solution, in this case, at no cost. So it's not just prospecting. It's not just saying, hey, would you like me to be a guest speaker? It's saying, hey, here's the problem I can solve for you. And the way I would do it is being a guest speaker. Would you like me to be a guest speaker? Okay. So you want to be thinking about when you're doing your prospecting, what is the benefit to them? And this is influence overall, not just prospecting. You want to do a joint venture. You want to close a sale. You want somebody to do something. You want to influence another human being. Is you want to look at it from their perspective. Enter their world and view their experience from their perspective. Okay? If I want to have influence with my wife, which I do, I have to enter her world and view her experience from her perspective. So she's away on business today. She was gone last night. She'll be home tonight. So when she walks in the door, the first thing that I don't want to do is share with her all the problems I've had, or, you know, the kids and I have had, or the dog and I have had, or what. I don't want to dump all my problems the second she walks in the door. I want to enter her world. She's been on the road for a couple of hours driving from where she was, driving home. So I want to enter her world. Hey, how are you doing? Is there anything I can do for you to help your evening go better? How was your trip? It's not about me. It's about connecting with her. This is everybody. And we do things for self-serving reasons. So we're all about ourselves. It's counterintuitive. But this will make you a master of influence, at least the possibility of a master of influence. Okay, I got one more idea I want to share with you guys. And that is around using the idea of gamification to enhance your life. And so the way my brain works is I really resonate with the idea of gamification. And so what that means is I'll create a game. Like a couple years ago, I created a game called I'm doing 3 million walking steps for the year, walking steps. And I tracked it on an app. And the app tracks it every day, as long as it was on my phone. So as long as my phone's on my person, it's tracking my steps. And I paid attention to it. And I looked at, well, am I on track for 3 million? Which is basically 250,000 a month. So each month, am I on track? Am I off track? You know, each week, am I on track? Am I off track? Each day, am I on track or am I off track? And I hit the 3 million. I like just went over it. I think it was like the last day of the year I went over it. Right? And I created that result because I played a game called 3 million walking steps. So this year in my business, I've created a game called produce $1 million in revenue. So that's gross sales in my company. That's not a million profit because I got expenses like any business does. So I'm playing a game this year called $1 million in revenue. I'm playing a game right now called 25 prospecting outreaches Monday through Friday. So yesterday, I did exactly 25. Why? Because I was playing a game called 25 prospecting touches Monday through Friday. And I was keeping track throughout the day of my touches. And I wasn't going to quit until I hit my number. Because I was committed to hitting my number. Now, there's no prize that I get, right? I own my own company. I don't get some bonus from the boss. I am the boss, okay? And I'm playing a game called 25 prospecting touches Monday through Friday. And this week so far, there's been 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I'm Monday, I hit it, Tuesday, I hit it, Wednesday, I hit it. Okay. On my walking steps this week, I've hit it every day but one. And for the month of February, I've hit it every day but one. So still pretty good. I didn't hit 100%, but if I wasn't playing the game, I wouldn't be doing those numbers. So I want you to think about the distinction of gamification. I want you to think about, is it an idea that you like? If you like this concept, and if you can think of a game that you could play with yourself, like one of my games is I go to church every Sunday. That's a game. It's a game called I Go to Church Every Sunday. And that's motivating to me. Months past, I played a game called I Don't Eat Breakfast for the Month. I thought intermittent fasting, if I do 2 meals a day instead of 3, I'm going to lose weight. And voila, I lost weight. Surprise, surprise. Right? Because I played a game called I Don't Eat Breakfast for a Month. So if you're wanting to lose weight, you might try that one. I don't eat breakfast for a month. Play the game for 1 month or play the prospecting game. Or if you're into church and you haven't been going for a while, maybe you play the game called go to church once a week or whatever, right? You can do it with the date night every week with your romantic partner. We're going to do a date night. For me, that's my wife. You could play a game. I'm going to be on Eric's 15-minute call live or the recording every day for the year. And if you did that, you would do 250 of these with me and you learn 1 to 3 ideas on every episode. So you'd learn 250 to 750 ideas and you can plug in. I'll motivate you all year long. So if you got something out of class today, type the word yes in the chat. The way we do this call, it's Monday through Friday, 7:45, a little 15-minute call. Right now, we're currently live streaming on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. If you're not on my YouTube channel, head on over there, subscribe. And we're going to test it out on TikTok and on Instagram. So we'll be on 5 different platforms Monday through Friday. Wonderful to be with you today. Go out and produce today, whatever producing looks like for you. I want you to know you have greatness inside of you. I believe in you. You have a purpose in life. You have many purposes in life. You have natural gifts and talents. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.